Welcome everyone to the Education for Climate Talks. Today we are going to talk about green competences and more specifically about the European Sustainability Competence Framework that we call Green Comp for Green Competences. It has been published a year ago and it defines the competences that are related to sustainability. And to talk about this, I'm very happy to have with me today two of my colleagues of the European Commission, who are the co-authors of Green Comp. Welcome to both of you.
Hello, everybody.
Hi, everyone.
So Ulrike, let's start by you. You work at the European Commission. You've been working since 2009. You're a policy officer, and currently you are working on sustainability education at the Commission Directorate General for Education, Youth, Sport and Culture, that we call DGEAC. You're working in Brussels and you focus more specifically on policy development to make sustainability a core priority in education systems across Europe, which was also the recommendation of the Council recommendation on learning for the green transition that was published last year. And Guia Bianchi, you are a researcher at the Joint Research Center, the GRC, the European Commission. You're based in Seville, in Spain. And currently, you try to foster transformative innovation policies in EU territories with an initiative which is called Partnerships for Regional Innovation. What you're doing now, but a year ago when Green Comp was published, as I said before, you co-authored with Ulrike that Green Comp and also a report, and I must say it was very interesting, titled Sustainability Competences, where you were describing all the research that was done so far on sustainability competences, green skills, and skills for the circular economy. And I remember very well that you were explaining to us that at the end of the day, a lot of people were talking about green skills, but we didn't know exactly what we were talking about. So that's really what we're going to talk about today. And let's start with the first question that I want to address to both of you, which is to understand the objectives. So why the European Commission wanted to provide the education community with a European competence framework on sustainability? Why did we need it? Guia, maybe you can start, please.
Thank you, Tremor. I'm just going to give you my answer straight away, and then if you allow me, I'll expand a little bit. Two sharp answers. On a first notice, we need to transform our societies now. We cannot really afford to postpone sustainability. So, if we want to achieve a transformation of our society, we need long-lasting changes. And long-lasting change requires lifelong learning and learning for sustainability. The second point is that there was not a European competence framework for sustainability, so that is why the Commission invested in developing one. So to expand a little bit, in the last couple of years, we started to shift our narrative. We went from focusing mainly or only on climate change to talking about the fact that we are living in a time of polycrisis, mega threats, confluence of calamities. We can really see this systemic approach to the crisis that we are living in. So there is a recognition now that these crises are interrelating, reinforcing, rebounding. And indeed, as I was saying before, we really need to transform our societies because we need to stay within our climate goals. And lifelong learning is such a great way to really not only change how we act, but we also need to change how we think and plan. So that is why we need really to foster learning for sustainability. And how can we do that? We can do that through a competence framework that identifies sustainability competencies. So as I said, there was not a comprehensive framework before. Comprehensive meaning for lifelong learning and that is adaptable to any subject, any education or training level. So this is why we needed one, and now we have Green Comp, that it's a living document, and I'm sure that the users through also the platform on Education for Climate Coalition can adopt it, but also adapt it and hopefully upgrade it.
Thank you very much. So we had to learn certainly to how to change. Ulrike, what would be your take on that?
Yes, thank you. Maybe I come in a little bit from the policy side and from the zooming out a little bit. I work a lot with member states, with education ministries in member states. And what we have seen in the last 2 decades is really that virtually all EU countries have shifted to a competence-based education. So what does that mean? It means they don't only focus exclusively on knowledge and on cognitive aspects of learning, but it's really important that children can actually apply that knowledge, that they can combine knowledge, skills, and attitudes so that they can really find their place and also actively contribute to that really fast-changing world that we are in. And so at EU level, member states had already defined a set of 8 key competences, such as literacy, digital, citizenship competences. I'm not going to name them all here, but basically what was said is that these competences are key. They are crucial for them to live successful and happy lives. And actually for quite a few, the Commission has already developed competence frameworks to really help learners, teachers, and policymakers in that. And sustainability was already a part of those key competences, but in different competences, like in the STEM competence, in the citizenship competence, it was not a standalone competence. And Guia has actually already mentioned that, so there was also no framework for that. But since then, actually, a lot has happened. We have had a European Green Deal, we have had a biodiversity strategy, and certainly we have had the realization that sustainability is not just a little part in all of that, but it's actually very much at the heart of our ability to create greener and fairer societies and economies. And member states have realized that too. So they have put sustainability into their curricula, into their policies. But at the same time, when we talk to policymakers, when we talk to teachers, to learners, we realize there really is a need for a common ground, for a common basis on what these sustainability competences are. And yeah, and I believe GreenCom can be that common ground and that common basis. And I'm very happy that we have it now.
Thank you, Ulrike. So, a need for a common ground, a competent-based approach, and also a definition that you gave of competences as knowledge, skills, and attitudes. But let's dig into that with you, Guia, and let's go to the presentation really of GreenCom. So, can you present to us how does it work really, GreenCom in a nutshell? Thank you, please.
Yes, thanks. So basically, GreenComp identifies 12 sustainability competencies that can be embedded into any education and training program so that learners, but also trainers and educators can really, develop the knowledge, skills and attitudes, as Ulrike was saying, to think, plan and act, but also to, act, rethink and then replan and act again for sustainability. That means, with respect, care, empathy to our planet, but also to our, community and fellow citizens. So what GreenComp is basically a group of 12 competencies. And you might think, oh my God, 12 competencies is one too many. So what we say is that, all the 12 competencies, such as system thinking, futures literacy, valuing sustainability, collective action, political agency, they are equally important, but you don't need to develop them all at the same level. So you can be an expert, for example, in system thinking, but you don't need to be an expert in all of them. Also because indeed what we say is that we encourage the adoption of GreenComp, which is of course voluntary, but you can adapt it to learners' needs, the challenges and opportunities of your territory. It's really a flexible tool that we wanted to produce. And I'm also really happy to say that GreenComp, it was published in English, but it's now available in the 24 official EU languages. So that, it's also easier, let's say, to tackle it in our original languages, such as mine, which is Italian, as you can probably hear. And then, Also, I'm happy to say that Green Comp really focuses on competencies, like you were saying before about green skills. So we try to go a bit broader, taking the definition of the commission that competencies are the knowledge, skills, and attitudes. So that, you know, with this, we really want to give a framework that enables a different kind of thinking, not only behaving, not only, you know, these green skills that we talk about. We want to prepare students to be sustainable in any domain for the, you know, the jobs of today, but also the jobs of the futures, the jobs that are not here yet. And what Green Comp also tries to do with, you know, this broader approach is to treat, you know, any individual in different domains. So we don't only talk about consumers or employees when we talk about, you know, sustainability. You can be sustainable in your vest of a citizen, of an activist, of a voter, of an organization as well, of a school. So with these competencies, what we want to do is really to foster a transformation of our way of thinking, planning, and acting indeed for the planet. Thanks.
Thank you very much, Guillaume. So the very flexible tool, a conceptual tool, of course, very handy. And as I will share in the description of the video a link, of course, to Green Comp, so that if you don't have cognizance of what it is, you can learn about it. So Green Comp was published a year ago, so things have happened since then, and most importantly, other things are going to happen. We have plans to foster green competences in Europe. Ulrike will under the floor to you so that you can share with us the actions that are going to be done in the future. Please.
Thanks. Well, first of all, I would say already it's been quite a journey for Green Comp. I mean, you said it was published only a year ago. And of course, you know, we know what we are doing, but sometimes there's still a little bit of uncertainty when you release a framework. What will the education community say? Will they like it? Will they need it? But I really can say that our expectations were exceeded in terms of how it was taken up by the education community at all levels, really. So early childhood education and care, people working in schools, of course, and universities, youth work or adult learning, really across the board, there has been a huge interest in this framework, and people started already working with it, adapting it to their own context and to their own needs. Guya mentioned it has been translated, so that has certainly helped, I think, for people to work with it. We constantly, so on a constant basis, we support working with the frameworks through our funding programs, so through Erasmus Plus, also through the Horizon Europe program. There are several projects that work with Green Comp, building material or working around teacher education, assessment of students' learning, developing new resources. And what is really, really important, perhaps the most important in this whole package, I would say, is that we have launched a community of practice. And we actually launched it not very long ago, so at the end of March, but already it has around 70 members already. So I'm very happy about that. And I encourage also everybody who wants to work on green competences, who wants to build on Green Comp, to join that community, because this community is really for people who work more generally on green competences and who obviously also who use Green Comp, for them to network, to share experience, and to really work together on solutions. What we do there is we will have regular informal check-ins, but also work on dedicated challenges around topics that participants find important. And I really believe this community can be a really strong player to help develop sustainability competences for learners of all ages and all backgrounds. So it's great for me to already see there so many talented and experienced people in that community, because I really believe this is what it's needed to make sustainability competence a competence just like any other, just like literacy, just like maths, that it becomes so normal and self-evident in developing that competence like those other competences.
Thank you so much. A perfect way to reach a conclusion. So we welcome everyone, of course, to the GreenCon community, because there's a lot to do. There's a lot to share on these competences. We could see in the backgrounds of both of you the competence areas on future action, values, complexity. A lot to do, as I was saying. So welcome to the GreenCon community, everyone, and see you next time. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Thanks. Bye-bye.